Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Life is a struggle. You try to stand your ground. When you're in a battle, you sure can get knocked around. If you're ever wounded, I'll take your place in the war. After all, that's what a brother is for.
When you get down into the mud and crud of life, you need a brother. A fast friend or two to be there for you. Somebody you can be real with. And that introduces us now to our Bunch of Buds, B.O.B. Bob segment. This is where we call everybody Bob and change their voice pitch for the sake of anonymity. Here's where we talk about the issues below the surface. Hopefully, hearing part of this conversation will help encourage you to start moving yourself toward authentic friendships with another man or two. Bob, you had mentioned something to me before our conversation that I wish that you would address, and it's, I think what you said is a fairly new routine for you, early in the morning and late at night, in that you do something every morning that you used to not do, at least on a regular basis, and you also have started doing something new at night, getting into a new habit. Talk about that, if you would.
Right. The first situation is that what I never did was I always ran out of time giving God some time. So I get up, you know, at 10, 15 minutes earlier, either read the Bible or read some type of daily devotion or Bible study I'm in. So that starts my day off with the focus in the right direction. And that's very important, and that's been a big support to me. The second thing I do, and it's just as important, is at the end of the day, I sit back and replay my day with how I've interacted with other human beings that day. Not only my wife and kids, and that's an important part, and that's going to be a big portion of my day, but also how I've reacted to all my people I work with, all the people I met on the street and all. And then if I feel like I have misled somebody or not reacted with them the way that I would want to be react, then the first thing that next day I do is call them and either apologize or make it straight. This has really... That 10 to 15 minutes every night when I replay that day has been astonishing to me when I sit back while it's still in my memory, that short time period, how badly I can inadvertently treat people, including my wife and my child.
What would be a recent example? Can you think of a recent example of something that you know, you have realized that you said, you know, I wish I would approach that a little differently, and you call that person up the next day? Can you just give us some kind of an antidote there?
I still can't be specific here because it would tell the person that. Just basically the way I reacted to somebody asking me in my opinion about something, I give them a very short and blunt answer. And then, because when I found out about the situation, more facts about it, it was a very personal decision this person was going to make. In this case, it happened to be a political decision, and it was very important to them, and my reaction to it was almost like, you're stupid to even consider that. Mm-hmm. And instead of me being more compassionate about what the decision was, I came out and bluntly said my opinion. So I'll call him up and apologize and try to make amends as much as possible, but just saying I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Is very important. Yeah.
Have you gotten some surprised responses to that when you have called and offered that kind of an apology?
Most of the time, people say it's no big deal.
Yeah.
But by their reactions to me the rest of that day.
Yeah.
By their body language the rest of that day, it was a big deal. And by their body language the next day after I say it, I was recently doing the presentation with another individual in the business segment, and I had made a comment to this lady during the day about, we got in a discussion about driving directions in some city. And I basically said, I live half my life in that city. I know where the restaurant's at. It's here. Well, after I thought about that night, my reaction to her was bad. But on top of that, when I thought about that night, she was right, and I was wrong. So first I had to apologize that she was right. was the biggest thing I had to apologize, was that my reaction to her being different of where this restaurant was located in this city was right, but the way my reaction to it was too strong. And even though she said it wasn't a big deal and she forgot about it, her body language to me that day was so cold, and her body language to me that day as we did this business presentation was so much warmer, I could see the difference it made in her.
Well, Bob, in life, you've obviously been around the block a time or two and have really learned some good insights into how we should live, and I appreciate you sharing those with us.
Glad to do it.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
I one time learned from, I don't even know who it was, but this was about 10 years ago, and they said one of the most wonderful things you can say is this: I was wrong and I'm sorry. And once you say that, I was wrong and I'm sorry about a situation, then where can the other person go, you know, with that?
But you can also be right and have to be sorry. We don't need, even if we're right about an opinion, the other person maybe had got misinformation or something, it's how we treat their opinion as important as whether their opinion is right or wrong.
You had mentioned that, Bob, about body language. Now, that is something that I don't think most men pick up on very well. Is this, and you had mentioned, you know, you had sensed her body language was warmer to you. Is body language something that is kind of new to you as far as your perception of it?
It's renewed. It's something that I had learned earlier in my life when I was a little more sensitive and had got away from and quit paying attention. You know, if I wasn't listening to my wife, I surely wasn't sitting there paying attention whether she was folding her arms or whether she was looking up in the sky when I was talking. You know, her body languages are pretty obvious. Women are really good at communicating. They communicate about half as much in body language as they do by talking to you. The renewed part of that is new to me.
Bob, I just want to thank you very much for sharing some really personal things about your life.
Well, Gary, I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope it does help somebody.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Bored with life, stressed to the max, but worried about God stealing what fun you do have? Well, you've got it backwards. There's no adventure like understanding more clearly God's game plan for you. It's about not living so much out of your head, but more from your heart. Every man wants to win bigger than ever, but often we are crippled by past bad stuff that distorts our view of how God actually sees us. God is full of compassion and mercy and offers a plan to have your life count big. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.